Thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined out by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick here at Arrowhead Stadium. Coach, get ready for your eighth straight AFC title game. Heard you talk this week. Not that you have nerves going into a game, but you're anxious to get into a game. How excited are you about this game today?
Yeah, well, it's a real privilege to be in this game and a great opportunity for our football team. This team has earned its way here, and we're appreciative of the opportunity and try to make the most out of it.
You look at the past both teams have taken. You faced each other back in October. Your team's different. Their team's different. Watched a lot of film this week. What's the one thing that stands out about the Chiefs, you know, the road it has taken for them to get to this point to be in this game?
Well, they're a very explosive team. They can score on every play, whether it's on a return, strip sack, or an explosive play offensively. So we're going to have to play 60 minutes of good football in all three areas of the game.
Noise, tough. I know you worked on it this week. I was doing some food shopping down the street. Actually heard the music being pumped. How was the preparation going into with all the hand signals and everything?
Yeah, good. It's yeah. We play on the road, and it's loud in every stadium, but it'll be loud out there today. We'll have to deal with it, and hopefully we will.
You've coached against Andy Reid a lot. What's the one thing you've learned from other games coaching against Andy, whether it's you think he's going to do some or maybe empties the sink with something else? Is it the element of the unknown with him?
Well, he's a very good game planner, and he does an excellent job of attacking what you do, and he tries to get you out of your comfort zone defensively. So that'll be a challenge for us to be able to play the game the way we want to play it, and then there'll be certainly adjustments in the game, and then there'll be adjustments on those adjustments. So we'll have to do a good job of on the sideline of making in-game adjustments today. I know that'll be part of it.
Looking at Barry hasn't played a ton. Justin Houston, I think, has played six games up to this point. Those two guys did not play first time you guys met. How different are they defensively with those guys, especially what Barry can do in the back end?
Well, Barry's an excellent tackler. He's a very physical player, so he certainly brings an element to their defense from that safety position that, along with, I imagine it'll be Sorensen, was the other one that is good. You know, Houston, again, gives them another guy opposite of Ford, so when there's only one guy on the edge, it's kind of easy to game plan for him. When there's two, then that changes a little bit. So, you know, we saw that last week with Ingram and Bosa, and so we'll have to block two good players, but we're in the AFC Championship, so there's a lot of good players out there on the field. We're just going to have to find a way to be a little bit better than they are.
They throw Jones in the middle too, so you get your hands full up front.
Yeah, he's a very disruptive player. He does an excellent job of pushing the pocket and not allowing the quarterback to step up, which brings the edge players a lot more into the play than when the quarterback can move up away from him. So, we'll have to do a good job on everybody.
Your secondary's really come on, especially since week 12 statistically. I know you're not a big stat guy. It's all about wins. But the way they've played opposite Gilmore, whether it's J.C. Jackson who's been playing a ton, what Jason McCourty's done all year, the policing of things from that back end, how important is it going into this game with what they have with Hill, with Conley, especially Kelce, who we haven't even talked about yet?
Yeah, well, very important. The Chiefs throw the ball. They're really become much more of a passing team since they've lost Hunt, and Ware hasn't been available to them for a little while now too. So they've thrown the ball more. Obviously, they can still run it, but we're going to have to do a great job in coverage, not only pass coverage, but our pass rush and our overall discipline as a defensive football team, because again, they can attack you in so many different ways.
Damian Williams, what has he shown you on tape? I know he's not explosive as the other ones, but say you start covering everybody else, you could worry about this guy getting sent down a seam or two.
Yeah, he's very good in the passing game, probably as good as anybody they have in the passing game. So he makes guys miss. He's good after the catch. He has good hands. He's a good player in space, similar to James White, that type of a player. So he's a guy that you can't let him get loose or he'll kill you too.
All right, Coach, it's been a real pleasure this year. We got one more to go after this one. Eight straight of these suckers, and I'm proud to call these games for you and your football team. Go get them today against Kansas City.
Oh, thanks, Scott. It's always great to do these with you, and hopefully we can do one more. Appreciate your support and help all the way along the year.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Send it back to Beetle at the mothership.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.